So today, this was an actual question. Why are you always on about superpower couples? And then I just wanted to add to that why your marriage sucks.
We're gonna talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
That you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're moral marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, and we are super excited to bring you this episode because we have been blowing up, and I'm so thankful to you guys. Thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for sharing the episodes, guys. We doubled our downloads. Like, wow, thank you for the support, the love, and we're so glad that you're getting value. Just remember, if you have specific questions, email me, cass@moralmarriage.com, and I'd love to bring them to the episodes for you. Okay, so today, this was an actual question. Why are you always on about superpower couples? And then I just wanted to add to that why your marriage sucks. And I think that this is a really good time. We haven't talked about this in a while, and it comes up a lot. I had a lot of calls this week with dudes who resonated with the discussion where we talk about couples today. You guys all strive for baseline normal. You know, and if we think about hashtag couple goals, you know, you guys are looking for love in all the wrong places. You're finding inspiration for all these magical dreams and fairy tales. Honey, they don't exist, right? And hold up, because I do think they exist, but not the way that you're perceiving them, okay? So I wanted to say that we think of couple goals differently. We believe in superpower couples. And the only way that you can be a superpower couple is if you are both 100% on board with sweeping up the eggshells. Now, one of you has to lead, probably. That's why you're listening to this show, okay? And the other one's not really in. So you sweep up your eggshells. You inspire your partner. You lead. You get them feeling so comfortable being authentically, unapologetically, wonderfully themselves, and you rise together. But you can't do that if you're trying to replace the normal from the shit, you know? Oh my gosh, I'm shutting down all the time. If I could just be man enough and have a conversation with my wife, cool, that's normal. Where's the fucking future?
I find that with the women that I speak to as well. When I say, what are your goals for your marriage? And they say, I don't want to fight. I want to be able to talk to my husband. I want to be able to parent together. And I'm like, no, that's not a goal.
Yeah,
a goal is something that you're striving for, something that you're dreaming about. A goal shouldn't be baseline normal. Now, I get it. When you're way below baseline normal, your goal, sure, should be to get back to normal, but then let's set a real goal.
Yeah.
And when he says, you know, your marriage sucks, we can say that because
our marriage sucked. Holy.
So that's why we say that. We want to paint a really real picture, and that's why people want to listen to us, because people are like, oh, you might not say it, my marriage sucks. And then you hear we say it, us say it. What did I say there?
We say it.
Then you hear us say it. English is hard today, guys. And you realize that people do think it. People do say it. And if you say it and you admit it, that's when you can actually start to make changes and you can be that superpower couple that you want to be. Not the baseline, normal, average. I don't know why you'd want to be average, because average marriage sucks.
100%. Like, I know that so many of the guys that I work with, like, they say, for example, we look so good on paper, you know, to the outside world, you know, we have it all, we have our life together, but like when we go home, like, it sucks. There's zero passion, zero love, like zero connection, like actual intimacy on all levels, guys, not just sex, like connection, partnership. See, what you're striving for is when you don't set the standard for superpower couple and you say, I just want to be a power couple, or if you want to be like hashtag couple goals, I get it. Cause like Catherine said, we were there where it's, you're so subpar that you're just reaching for a little bit more. Okay.
Do you know what's even more sad about that?
Hmm.
Women say the same thing. You know, we're great on paper. We're not that bad. And I think the worst thing to say is we're not that bad. It's okay. No, because then you're settling what you're doing.
That's right.
And if you settle, then you're not growing. You're not striving. You're not setting goals and dreams. And you can set goals and dreams yourself. Even better if you can set goals and dreams with your partner. Now, if you're subpar and your marriage sucks, you're probably not setting goals with your partner. But one of you can start. He just mentioned one of you has to lead. When one of you leads, that's when you can start getting into that superpower couple mode. And superpower couple is way better than couple goals, because what's couple goals? Average. Good average, though.
Yeah, like you're seeing I don't even know if that's a real hashtag anymore, but if you're seeing that, looking at those kinds of posts, you're looking at, wow, that's romantic and sweet. What you don't understand is, like, when it's on fire, there is romantic and sweet. There's fire. There's hard conversations, but we get through them. You guys probably remember a few episodes back where we talked about narcissistic relapse, and we talked about how that conversation the next day was like one of the best conversations we've ever had for using our tools, moving our marriage forward. And like, we've been like super happy and excited. It was like a new goals conversation, because it's superpower couple time, not like, all right, let's just throw the ball halfway to, you know, like end zone, guys, end zone. Where do you want to be? And if you're striving, I get it. If you're enemies, I get it. If you're so close and you just want to just take those clothes off her, I get it. But why aren't you thinking about what it looks like in the future? How many times this week were you together? You can't have that if you aren't laughing all the time. You can't have that if you, like, what does your vision look like, guys? Like, in my vision, I can see us. We're fit. We're healthy. The grandchildren don't even, like, they just know they got to wait because we're still laughing.
The grandchildren. Slow down. We've been through this.
I know. We talk about this.
Children, but this are five, five, and three. Slow down.
But the thing is, if you know anything about me, and you know this, baby, like, I work backwards. If you know what you look like, what you're doing, you have to be doing that now, even if it's just you, just the one person that's in. But while you're striving just to, like, feel comfortable walking through the front door, you're not going to get that, because you're so focused on the present that superpower is never going to be on your radar. All you can think about is just getting through day to day, you know? Okay, guys, if you're lost, if it is just you that's on board, just start doing what that person would do anyways. You can start making the goals. I don't remember if I told you the story or not, but I was doing my moral momentum on my app. Download it. Join us if you want. But I was talking about, like, I don't know what it looks like, but I'm sure in my future, Catherine, as a superpower couple, will feel my vision there when I talk about the grandchildren will be totally different, because the vision I see with the house and the lake view and all this stuff, like, I see it, but she sees the land getting wider, the animals filling the land. And all of a sudden, there's things that I need to do that would be baseline normal in order to take care of whatever it is, goats, Highland cow, I don't know, 42 dogs in a rescue. I don't know what that looks like. But
I'm starting to like this vision more and more.
But our goals will come together as a superpower couple, and then I go learn what I need to do now for that vision. Does that mean I have to learn how to take care of a Highland cow? Yes. Wait, I don't even know how to get a Highland cow.
I can figure that out.
I was going to say I could start, but I guess I could start delegating. But my point is this, guys. If you're the one on board, you can start to imagine the dream and start to do it already. You don't have confidence? Go do an improv show, right? Go to a group. If you don't like that, go on YouTube and practice some improv right now. Start building your confidence. Don't like that? Go to Walmart and say, hi, I like your shirt. Try to get yourself back in the game where you're not doing normal with your partner. When you're with your partner, you're actually laughing and you're witty because you're taking your improv school skills back to the marriage. That's what they wanted anyways. They didn't want to not yell. They wanted to have fun. You're trying to have baseline normal so you can never be a superpower couple. Start there, guys. All right. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye.